It's Brian and Trisha, time for the impossible question. And, okay, well, wait a minute. I missed yesterday's show.
Yes, you did.
I'm looking at yesterday's impossible question. Did you write the same one down for today?
No, it's a different question.
They're both about... Okay, maybe I'm reading that wrong. Okay, never mind.
How about you just let me take care of this, okay? You just be quiet for a second.
We'll explain later. I think I understand what I thought. maybe I'll explain this after we get a winner. Let's go on.
Yeah, let's not accidentally give an answer or anything, okay? The winner is going to get a free item from Zaxby's and an extra value meal at an E-Town area McDonald's. I feel like I should just go ahead and read it.
Why don't you go ahead? Because I'm pretty sure I'm just going to give away the answer.
Anything that comes out of your mouth is going to be too much. The majority of this item is sold in December. What is it? The majority of this item is sold in December. What are we talking about?
Pretty sure we're going to get a winner fast this morning.
It's Brian and Trisha and the impossible question. The majority of this item is sold in December. What are we talking about?
Hey, impossible question.
Wrapping paper?
Yeah.
Yes.
I read yesterday's question. I read today's question. I'm like, well, that's the same question. It wasn't.
It had to do with wrapping paper.
Yeah. It's kind of, they were both about wrapping paper.
Were you listening yesterday?
I sure was.
So Brian's
Every
clue.
Morning.
Brian's
so my clue
was too much.
Gave it away. And it wasn't even supposed to be a clue. I was trying to make sure Trisha knew what she was doing. I should just back up and let her do the show by herself.
Who is this?
This is Mark Serino.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Brandenburg.
Well, congratulations. You won a free item from Zaxby's and an extra value meal at an E-Town area McDonald's.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It's Christmas.
Brian and Trisha, Quixie, 98.3. Congratulations to our latest winner of the impossible question. I don't know how, but the very first caller this morning got it right.
Mark Serino from Brandenburg. He was paying attention when Brian almost gave the wrong question, or maybe almost gave the answer. I don't know. The majority of this item is sold in December, and the answer is wrapping paper.
And that was similar-ish to a question you had yesterday when I was out with my daughter who was sick. And so I guess I convoluted it and thought you messed up and read the same question twice.
Yeah, when you questioned me this morning and you were like, this is, you put on there, we have a page for all of us to know,
right.
Like
a
website.
Winners, what's going on. Yeah.
So that everybody on air knows what's going on. And you were like, that question is, that's the one from yesterday. And I was like, what?
Then you started questioning if you had messed up.
Yeah. And then you about just gave it on the air. You almost said it. So like made it easy for whoever the first caller was going to be was going to win because Brian just gave it away.
Well, you know, I'm here to help.
I'm glad Mark Serino was paying attention. He was listening yesterday. So the clue that you inadvertently gave, it made it super easy for him. And he won an extra value meal from an E-Town area McDonald's and a free item from Zaxby's.
Well, that just allows us to...